Mickey Donnelly, Derry under 20 manager. Mickey, you have to be very happy today. A really tight affair here in Healy Park in Omagh.
It was terribly tight, but I would be being two-faced if I didn't think we deserved it. We knew how good Donegal were. We had a bit of a plan in place for the last while. I suppose we had watched Donegal last Sunday, and Donegal shot the lights out to a certain extent. I suppose it was, the last 7 days has been about, how do we nullify all the threats that Donegal have, and they have many. And we even, Owen McCormick came on the second half. We know how good he is too. It's a hell of a big win, but there's nothing for it at the end of the day.
Suppose he's had against the run of play, Donegal got a couple of goals, but your particular team, they had a lot of chances as well. They took them. You changed the system as well in the second half. You took Colin Brown out, which was a massive move for you.
Yeah, we got Callum out, and we actually went man to man. We tried to push up right up on Donegal's kickouts, and we seemed to get an awful lot out of that. Donegal won every single kickout last Sunday. Every kickout they had against Cavan last week, they won it, which is a phenomenal statistic. Not to lose one of their own kickouts. So even in the first half, I think we had only won one. So we were just trying to make a big deal, really trying to crank up the heat a wee bit.
I suppose as well in the second half you got a penalty. The game was in the balance there at that particular occasion, and look, it went over the bar. Maybe a wee bit lucky for Donegal on that occasion.
I think when we only got the point out of the penalty, I felt maybe that was our big chance, our pivotal moment gone. But it shows the character of the Cubs too, to respond from that, because it is a kick in the teeth whenever you don't hit the back of the net from a penalty. But listen, they bounced back, and we're very, very proud of them.
A lot of Derry support here today, no doubt. A lot of focus on Derry football. We all know how good a club situation is in Derry, and supposed to get that to a county level now. You look at the success you are having at underage, it's starting to be fruitful for you.
Well, I suppose that's the key. Can you move from that minor transition into adult football? And I suppose 20 is going to bridge that gap a wee bit. We're hoping that we make this team as successful as possibly can. But I suppose it's twofold. You want them to be successful, surely, but you could go out next Sunday and be turned over. And that's just football. That's life. You could get a man sent off and you could be bouncing on the wall. But it's about trying to get lads who are ready to play senior football at the end of the process. And I think, we've a number of lads that could do that.
One lad stood out. We mentioned him, Callum Brown. He was the difference today.
Listen, he is in many ways a freak of nature, big, strong lad, and he's strong, and he's difficult to deal with when he comes at you at speed. He had a massive second half.
No doubt all attention's turned to down. That's the semi-final, and looking forward to that, Mickey.
Aye, listen, it's brilliant. But everything was about Omagh today. Every waking thought for the last month was about Donegal or Cavan. Now to have 7 days to think of a different focus is tricky, but it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
Some decisions Donegal were disappointed with. I don't know if you got a view on the last flow of play there. They felt they should have had a free in.
I think it probably was a free in. But I suppose I would argue the ball that broke in front of the square, we Sean McKeever got the break, and I thought he deserved a free coming out just prior to that. So I do think it swings and roundabouts. We're just delighted to get the rub of the green today.